Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and today is Friday. We're on Station 2 tonight, which you should know because you're listening to me, and also on Station 2 tomorrow, which is Saturday. Same time, same station. So, today is the 2nd of September, 2011, and let's do a clearing here. I guess emotional stuff for the end of the week. And remember, if you haven't done your emotional clearing, you need to do that. So here we go. And if I'm doing this right now and you do feel this here, that means that you definitely need it, or you just need to go on and do the unlimited if you already had your whole lifetime cleared. So maybe you're not doing that every day like I suggest. So here we go, emotional clearing. For situations during this week, just think of one situation, then we'll actually do three of them. So think of one situation that you had during this week, and we'll clear away that energy. Remember, it's still stored inside of you. This is just one of the things that popped up from the initial first cause energy that you're looking at here, which could have happened, you know, 10,000, 50,000 years ago, but you're just dealing with it right now as a certain event. So here we go. Think of one thing. So I'm going to release that. So I'll count to five to do so. One, two, three, four, and five. Wow, it's pretty heavy. Now think of another situation that you had during the week here. And we'll release that from you. And this is what popped up, you know, that surfaced for you. All the rest is underneath, like the iceberg, underneath the bottom of the ocean. So here we go, underneath the top. One, two, three, four, and five. And number three, emotional situation that could have happened to you. Not that it could have. It did happen because you're thinking about it. So here we go. One, releasing that. Two, three, four, and five. Well, that's heavy. Let's do the same thing for fear. Okay? So this is a fear clearing for what surfaced that's stored inside of you. One of those situations, so think of something now. Wow, one, two, three, four, and five. Oh, man, here's a big one, number two. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And number three, one, two, three, four, and five. Wow, okay. So, I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Carrie.
Okie dokie. So, hi, everybody. Welcome to Friday Night on BBS. And Ron was mentioning that tomorrow night, Saturday, is also going to be on Station 2 at 7 p.m. So, for those of you who might not have been listening on Monday or Wednesday, Ron has moved the show a couple of hours earlier and over to Station 2 for Saturday. So hopefully that will help all of you on the East Coast who have to stay up kind of late for Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. So that'll be Station 2, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern. Actually, I think it might be 5 minutes before the hour. I'm still not clear on that, Ron. Do you know, is it 6:55 or is it 7 o'clock?
I don't know. I just get on at 6:55 and see what happens. But it might be 7. They may have made everything straight up on the hour, but I'm not sure.
Okay. So tune in at 6:55 or 9:55 Eastern if you can, but we'll definitely be on by 7, I guess. So that's the new time now. So the old time is gone, and the new time is always going to be Station 2, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern. So, and then also tonight, Ron's doing his Q&A after the show here, so just a little bit after the top of the hour, and that is a one-hour conference call that Ron has for us, and you can all come on and ask your own questions directly rather than hoping I'll get to them on the fast chat during the show. So the number for that, if you'd like to call in later, is 646-519-5800, and then you'll be prompted for a PIN, and that is 9009, and then the pound sign, 646-519-5800, and then 900-pound. So, Ron, did you hear a beep?
I heard some kind of noise. Could have been.
Is
I don't
anybody
know. Anybody
there?
Out there?
Hello, hello, hello?
Hello? Well, maybe not.
Maybe not. Okay.
So we have callers tonight. If you want to call in, you can. Maybe you can call in and talk about the timeline crashes that you've been doing recently for yourself, maybe the last week, and what your responses are from other people. Remember, it's best to do the timeline crashes along with your psychic billboard. That way you can start to own where you are. Remember, you have to own and become what you wish to release from you by getting rid of that to have a new reality for yourself. So just having a clearing, getting rid of stuff, is great. But then what do you want to bring in? If you don't want to bring anything in, then you may not have anything coming to you. So remember, you're here to manifest, to bring forth situations, things to happen to you. Some could be negative, some could be very positive, but it's up to you to request where you want to go to. This is why you want to do your psychic billboard, clearing and releasing, so that you're able to take conscious control of your life. Remember, these are patterns that you're first eliminating that you may not even know what's going on with you, but everybody else does. And so you look and see where you are falling into maybe lack or... You know, things keep happening to you not knowing why, and that's because your psychic billboard is in Technicolor with spotlights on it, telling everybody to pick on you, to bring forth this information to you. But you got to become proactive. Just by having a clearing is not going to bring you what you want to have. It'll just release the old. Remember, you're here not to just vegetate and do nothing. You know, you're here to use the creation energy from your spirit to be able to have what you'd like to have and fulfill yourself and your spirit in this lifetime. Remember, you're here to express creativity. So back to you, Carrie.
All righty. I think I heard our first beep, actually. So is somebody on the line?
Yes. Good evening.
Hi.
Hi there. Is this Carrie?
It is. Hi. Yes, you're kind of faint.
Hi, Carrie and Ron. This is Shannon.
Hi, Shannon. How are you?
Hi.
Good. I haven't been able to hear you guys because I've been moving to the ranch, and it's such a relief to hear you guys. I wanted to tell you about there were some gray skies out here in Riverside County, Southern California, and we ran the gray skies. Crashing.
Uh-huh.
The gray skies timeline crash. We ran it, and it took a few hours, and there was a hole in the sky right over our house, and the whole sky was gray except the big blue hole over the house, and there are dragons in it, and I sent Ron photos of these dragons. It was really a sight to see. And then we had several gray days in a row, and we ran another clearing, another gray sky clearing, and the sky was spectacular. There was a massive dragon in the sky, and finally my husband's convinced. I said, see? You know, see the dragon? And he heard Ron talking about dragons in the sky, and it was really, we're out in a ranch in the middle of nowhere in a rural area, so we have a big sky to look at, and this dragon was a huge one, so it was thrilling to see it. So I just wanted to share that.
How long did it take, once you started the clearing, how long did it take for these two things to happen?
It took a few hours, about 3 hours, 2 to 3 hours for it to, you know, create the hole, and then the clouds got really weird, so you can tell that the the light ship is doing some battling up there, kicking some alien butt.
But it was
a remarkable sight.
How did you feel yourself while it was happening? Did you notice any energy changes in yourself or around you? Could you feel it?
I didn't. The only thing I felt was just excitement. I was thrilled.
Yeah.
It's really cool to see. But I didn't notice any energy changes, probably because I was just trying to contain myself from the excitement. Trying to be Buster Keaton, you know, keep a neutral, straight face. If you know
well,
who Buster Keaton is, he always has this blank, you know, stare.
Yeah.
But that's all. I just wanted to share.
Well, thank you, Shannon. That's really great news. Did you see the photos yet, Ron, that she sent?
Yes, I did. Very, very nice.
Yeah, that was the first one, but that wasn't the real big one because we were going back and forth moving when we saw the big one, and naturally, you know, I didn't get that one recorded, but I'm glad you saw the photos.
Great. Have you tried
That's
the
it.
Satellite
I'll let,
clearing
I'll let,
also?
Someone else call in. I'll get off.
Okay.
Thanks, you guys. Thanks
All
so
right.
much,
well,
and
thanks,
I'm so
Shannon.
Happy to
That's
hear you again.
That's a wonderful report.
Great. Okay, if anybody else has had something like this happen, this would be great to share. This is our paranormal night. Remember, somebody, a newcomer listening, would say, what the heck is a gray sky clearing, you know? What's that about, you know, even the aliens are up there giving us, smoke screen of gray skies so we can't see the real sky? Yep. So you're seeing the, I call it like driving into the billboard, a little different than your psychic billboard, but that's kind of the way it looks when they abduct you because everything doesn't, it feels about the same. If you're not really sensitive, it will look the same, but you're just driving into that billboard, and it's all created for you once you hit the billboard, and then you're on the different movie set, but it could be identical to what you're having done to you down here. Remember, that it could be a different movie set with the same movie playing, and you're not here. Where are you when you're not here? That's the good question. In fact, that's probably the scariest question that I could ever ask anybody. Where are you when you're not here? You know, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. All right. So let's see. We have the first question that we have on the fast chat tonight. Looks like it's from Trent, and he's asking, without the program, and Trent, I'm not sure which program you mean, but Ron, maybe you'll understand this better than I do. Without the program, can a timeline exist?
Oh, okay. No. There has to be a program for a timeline.
Okay.
So, yeah, there has to be an alien program in order for them to put you onto a timeline. Because they have to, each timeline, they have to create a situation, and normally it's a copy of what you're having here, an identical copy of it. And so maybe, geez, if we could probably get rich if we could figure out how to sell timelines. Just think. Sell a timeline, and you could be on a nice beach, maybe in Florida or Hawaii. Anyway, but that's what they do to us, you see. But they give us the same situation every day. So somehow they must copy and paste your timeline that you're living on. Remember, everything is typically, but not always, but typically the same as a routine. And you all know about routines. So, you know, like I say, you know, the alarm clock goes off in the morning, you wake up, you do your different things before you get in your car to go to work. And it's probably pretty much very similar, unless you have an animal around and then they change the timeline on you a little bit. But typically, I would imagine that if you were to take note of what you're doing each day and what time it was, it would probably be pretty much within a minute of what you're doing. You know, if you make toast, the toaster takes so long to pop the toast up, and you got to probably be there, you know, once it pops up to put butter on your toast and maybe jam or something. So you're just running a program. And so everything probably is just systematically done. Well, that same thing is copied. So if they abduct you before you wake up, then they have what happened the day before, and you won't know the difference because you get up and you know, maybe take a shower, go to the restroom, brush your teeth, put the toast in the toaster, you know, and it's the same thing every day. And then you go out and get in your car and drive to work. Although you can be driving your car to work, but not being here. And you can get a paycheck there, too. So that's, you know, what happens. And when you come back here, if you didn't leave anything on that timeline, like a piece of clothes or a pencil or something, or, you know, if you don't remember it, and then all of a sudden it appears in your house, it means that you brought it back from that timeline. Or maybe it might take you a month and you go, man, I had this thing, you know, this thing that I purchased, you know, and it came in the mail and it came in a box and I kind of vaguely remember looking at it. I didn't open the box up, but I don't know where I put the box. And then that may key them to abduct you. And then you go get that box and then you bring it back here and now you have it. So if you did lose anything along the line, this is what happens. It's somewhere else in a timeline. And that's what happens. And then you bring it back here. So that's the weird stuff. This is our paranormal night, so we can talk about things like this because it's perfectly okay to talk about paranormal stuff tonight. So, and any other night, too. But for the first time people listening, this may sound a little maybe a little strange, a little nuts, but remember, it's all real. Remember that movie, what was it, with the Langoliers? Is that the name of the movie?
That was the name of that Stephen King movie, I believe. Yeah,
the Stephen King movie. And this here kind of goes hand in hand. There's a person who was threatened by his father about the Langoliers coming or something. And when he was younger, and his reality was so strong that he was able to abduct people, bring them into his timeline, and his timeline for him was real. And if you watch that movie and you look at it as one person being so psychically strong that they could abduct everybody else onto his timeline. And then I believe they left him there. I didn't see the end of the movie, but I think they left him there on that timeline, and they got out of it. They got out of Dodge. But you might check that movie out, just kind of see what it's like. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, well, Trent has a follow-up question to his timeline question, and he's asking, is there a moon gravity timeline?
I would imagine everything exists in the darkness. So we could try that. I don't know how this is going to affect you. I know, you know, they say that the moon affects our tides because it does change with the gravitational pull. So that's what I think it would be. You know, that's one way to explain it scientifically. It may not even be that whatsoever. So let's try that. So let's release the gravity energy transmissions from the moon. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, oh man, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll just see how that feels here. So I'm still yawning, so back to you, Carrie.
Me too.
I'm about to sneeze. Hold on. Whoops. Ooh.
So.
That felt like it was tugging on my brain, that one.
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird. Okay. All right. So Kathy has a request for a homeless dog called Nugget who's covered in ticks. Oh, poor thing. Okay, so what can we do for Nugget? What can you do for Nugget, Ron? Oh, and there's a beep. So we'll come to the caller in a moment.
Boy, I don't know. We can. That's a rough one. I don't know.
I don't know.
I'd highly recommend, you know, we already had our call tonight, but get on maybe the, get on the Monday call, and we'll take the dog up for healing. It's only $20. I don't know. I don't have anything on the website yet for animals for something like that.
Well, how about, let's see, he's probably got fear and anxiety and maybe hopelessness. So maybe pick one of those and maybe do...
Well, anxiety might be good.
Yeah.
We'll do anxiety clearing here. This will work for the people, too. So here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. We'll just see if that releases some of the anxiety. You might go on and get some of the water charging activation, but you need to go to the light ship with the dog, and that's what I would do is get on one of the calls. So maybe you don't know that we have calls. So let's start over again. So since you may not know that we have conference calls Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays where we take up your animals and pets for healing, then I would highly recommend doing that because that's where you can get some physical healing done. And that's what I would strongly recommend doing. I don't have anything that I can on the website that would work. We do have the body rejuvenation. That's normally for humans, but it will still work for a dog. You may want to do that. That might help them out immensely. That goes through your whole immune system and scalp and everything else. So I'd recommend doing that, your body rejuvenation clearing.
And then also there's the bites and stings for if the dog's covered in ticks, he's getting bit.
Yeah, bites and stings would be good, yes, uh-huh.
And blood sucks and all that yucky stuff.
Yeah, that might be great. And I think that's a month's healing, I believe, isn't it?
Yes, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And I think it's pretty inexpensive, the bites one. I think I want to say $20. I'm not sure if that's right. I'll go take a peek in a minute. Okay. So Ed is asking if you can erase our billboards. Now, I know you did this once or twice before, and if you're going to do it, I just want to say I've just been putting a bunch of stuff on my billboard since you erased it before, and if you do erase them, I don't want my new stuff erased. So is there any way of not getting things that we've put on there on the clearing that we want on there erased?
You would have to specify what you don't want to have erased, okay?
Okay.
So if you all want to jot something down, what you don't want erased, then you could do it that way, or you just have to reinstate it over again. Now, if you've been working on it daily, then by all means, you don't want to get it erased.
Yeah.
So that's probably, boy.
Okay, so I'm just going to say I don't want mine erased because I've been spending several days putting new stuff on since you erased it last time. I don't know if other people have been doing that too. Probably some people have. So I'm just going to say you do the clearing, Ron, for Ed and anyone else that wants it, and I'm just going to sit here and think about how I don't want mine erased.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay.
So if you don't want your billboard erased, then you just need to say that you don't want to have it erased. Now, if you're not doing the billboard clearing, then I would strongly recommend that you don't want to have it erased either, because that means that you're not in control of what's happening, and what could be on them could be beneficial for you. Remember, you have to become proactive. So if you're not going to be proactive and do a psychic billboard clearing so that you're able to, put on there what you'd like to have, then, you do not want to have it erased. So here we go. And it could be a negative thing on your billboard, too, that you may want to have erased, but you don't know what that's going to bring to you. Remember, if you're not in control of your life and you're not doing the psychic billboard clearing, I don't think I would have this work for you right now because you don't know what's on there. And naturally, you have to know what's on there, and you have to be able to know consciously what you want to have in your life, and that's what I'm saying. So for Ed and maybe a few people that would like it erased, since they probably, I would imagine, is doing the clearing, then I'll do that for them. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay. So, back to you, Terry.
Okay. there was somebody a little bit ago who wrote in, you were mentioning, Ron, how important the emotional whole life clearing is and the keeping it up to date, and Amy is saying, Ron is right, we need to do the emotional clearing three times a day, but somebody else was mentioning, and I'm sorry, I'm not sure who it was now, a little bit ago on the FOS chat, that they have done the seven generational emotional clearing, and that that they felt that was very beneficial too. So maybe you want to describe the seven generational clearings in general, Ron, and why those are so important.
Yeah, typically, I would say most people just need to have this lifetime done. Now, if you have that clearing done and you say, gee, you know, I'm still being bothered by some issues, and maybe you know that your parents had that issue, okay, remember, you're just clearing you out for this lifetime. Now, that issue came forward from your parents, and maybe you know that your grandparents had the same issue, then, yeah, I would definitely recommend doing the seven-generational one for that, only because your past generation had it, and they definitely gave it to you. Now, sometimes it doesn't come forward, and it may skip a few generations, and all of a sudden you have it, and your parents never had that issue, and they wonder what's wrong with you because you're dealing with this issue of emotions. They don't have it. Maybe their parents don't have it, but you have it. You go, man, what happened to this, you know? Did my child get, you know, switched at birth or something, you know? So, you know, that's one way to kind of look at it, you know, in a different way of life, but it's because it skipped their generations. But if your grandparents and your parents have that issue, then I would probably strongly recommend, since you have it now, and if you have children, then they're probably going to have it too, then by all means, I'd do the seven generations on yourself. Now, if you do have children and you see them doing the same thing that you're doing, then, you know, do your child's emotional clearing first and then do their seven generations. That will include you. So you're helping out your child also because your child is just mirroring back to you the same issue, probably driving you crazy. And, you know, along with that, you're driving your child crazy because you both have the issue. If your parents are alive, they're probably shaking their head, go, oh, boy, what happened to our family? Do we have a curse on us? And, yeah, that could be another one, dark side practitioner clearing, you know. So that's kind of the way you want to look at these clearings. And remember, you have to become self-empowered. You have to do the clearings and then want to change your life. You just can't do a clearing and sit there and say, wow, everything's hunky-dory. I have this clearing, and, you know, I can move on with it. No, you want to stay proactive with it, keep doing it until you feel like it's out of your life, but you have to replace it with something. This is the main thing. This is why the psychic billboard is so powerful, because you can start taking control of your life. Otherwise, how are you going to change your life? How are you going to bring people in your life? You're not going to go out and put ads in the newspaper or something that you're changing your life and please come and see me. It's all on your psychic billboard. So that's the way it works. So do we have a beep out there, Carrie, you think?
You know, I think we have had one for a while. I'm really sorry. Is somebody on the line?
Yes, I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi. Yes, I just wanted to say that I did have a big breakthrough, but I did the death cold clearing that Ron recommended, and I had a big, big release. It was really sensational, I thought. And then afterwards, I felt this terrible thing release, and then I saw that so many people I've known that they have agoraphobia, which is a fear of talking to people, a fear of talking to their sons and daughters, a fear of socially talking to people, and phobias and panic attacks if people talk and converse with one another. And then I've seen where, well, the aliens, they seem to have this agoraphobia, and then the humans seem to have it too. They both have it. They give it to one another, and then they take over the humans and they attract to one another, this agoraphobia, where they are very forbidding about free speech and people sharing with one another activities. So I just thought I'd share that with the group today, see what Ron has to say about that.
Yep. I would say that that's probably pretty much correct. What I could understand there, the energies, you know, are brought to us by the aliens. We run alien programs, and you know, as above, so below. So you have to really look at yourself and find out where you are in your life with a given situation and how you're being controlled by that. And like I say, how we started off the program here is dealing with mind control and robotics. In fact, we can do a robotic clearing. Would you like to have that done, Larry?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
So this haven't done for maybe a month or so. So the robotic clearing, instead of working with your mind, giving you thoughts to think of, they control your body's movements. This I love doing at the expo because almost everybody feels this here. I don't know what they think when they walk out of the room afterwards, but they just wonder, gee, I got this thing released from me, you know? And maybe they think that's the end all. They got it released once and they're healed, you know? And so, remember, once you get a healing done, that healing part, whatever it is released completely. You could have, you know, a lot more depth to it, but what happened to you is gone. So some people feel like they got a great release, a great healing, which is true, but they haven't, you know, dealt with the weed, you know. They maybe took the stem off the weed, and like the dandelion. They cut off the dandelion before it went into bloom, but a week later, there's more sprouting up, coming out, and ready to blossom. So to put out their seeds to everybody on your psychic billboard. So you have to really realize that, you know, everything is in motion and it's controlling you rather than you controlling it. So let's do a clearing here. This is for robotics. And we're going to work with your arms. This is what I love doing here. So kind of move your arms around and just see how much they physically weigh. See how your body movement is. See, maybe you have a joint that hurts. Maybe you move your arms and you hear some pops, snap, and crackles. Maybe you have less movement of one arm over the other. And that's all robotic programming. So here we go. And there's been movies on this here. I think one's from Arnold had that in it from the Terminator. I think they showed him, you know, with, part human, part robotics with different types of mechanical parts. So here we go. Plus, we've probably seen that in other movies, too. So let's work with our shoulders. I'll count to five to release the robotic programs that are controlling your physical body from the beyondo. Maybe it's the gray skies up there or the moon and other things. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five. Now we'll go down the arms to the elbows. Oh, man, it's got a pain in my shoulder. Do that one again. Oh, one of you people out there, my left shoulder. One, two, three, four, and five. Maybe the aliens don't like me. One, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. There we go. Now we'll do elbows. Oh, boy. Upper arm, forearm, and elbows. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Now we'll do lower arm going down to the wrist. One, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll do wrist down, hand and fingers and thumb. One, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. This kind of thinking, you know, you see, you know, these people that are quote-unquote witches who do spells on people, you know. You go out and get a reading, and they tell you what you need, and they burn the candles and want the $500 or more to keep doing their practice on you through prayers and whatever they do. And maybe they're connected right to the aliens working through them to cause you harm if you don't pay the $500. You know, I've heard of a couple people that happened to. You know, they left a person's house, they felt kind of ill, and then they were forced to go back to the person because the person did a whammy on them and they had to pay them the money so they could be functional again. But anyway, see how your body's feeling. Check out your arms now. I don't feel the greatest right now, but anyway, it'll go away shortly. Remember, the aliens don't really like me too much. Back to you, Carrie.
We like you, Ron.
Oh, yeah, they just love me. I love them to death.
So in case anybody is listening who hasn't heard about these robotic programs on our bodies, maybe you can just briefly explain what they do to us, these programs.
Yeah, we have mind control transmissions done to us to make us think a certain way. We have implants put into our body, in our DNA, which can go off at different times in our life and in the past life of your body, which is the DNA itself, you know, who you were, a couple thousand years ago or so. Remember, it's still with you. And all these things are coded by the aliens with energies to come forward. So maybe you hear a word in this lifetime and it means something to you, and other lifetimes it didn't. Well, that's because there's probably an implant tied to it. Now, the robotic one is very similar, and they can create problems with your body and make you respond a certain way. When I first started doing this particular clearing, was real obvious. One person contacted me and says, you know, I don't know what happened, but all of a sudden, you know, I realized that sometimes my body would jerk. This is before the clearing. My body would jerk, and once in a while, my hand would hit my head or something. And I, you know, we've all had those weird experiences, you know, where you can look back and say, you know, I really shouldn't have done this, you know. And that's because the robotic program is there. So I'll just make a little situation here. So let's say that you're looking at a fire, right? And it's a campfire. And you see something in the campfire. Maybe you're, you know, roasting marshmallows, and a piece falls off, and it's close to the edge. So something tells you, a robotic program, to put your hand in the fire to pick up this marshmallow. Well, normal common sense would be say, oh, no, you can't do that. You're going to get your finger burnt, and it's going to be awful. But the robotic program overruns your common sense, okay? And sure enough, you put your finger into the fire, and you get burnt. You go, man, I shouldn't have done that, you know? And it's like that song by Cher, you know, if I could turn back time, you know? And that's what kind of happens. So we do have problems where our body responds a certain way. Now, a really good robotic program is when you watch the people doing, here I'm going to be stepping on some toes, but like martial artists, okay? And so they're using, I won't say they're using an alien robotic program, but they are using a program that's so ingrained in them, they know what to do automatically when the eye sees something happen. So I'm sure that the actual thinking process of moving the arms back and forth or whatever they're doing or kicking or whatever for self-defense or whatever they're doing there is a program that's instilled into the body. Well, just think if you were controlled by the aliens to do that. And then they did that because you had the training down here, and all of a sudden they used you for a particular mission, you know, something like that. So, but anyway, I won't get too far into that. But the robotic programs, they can also make you, like, get up at a certain time every day. And one that everybody knows about, being controlled, is all of a sudden the clock's hitting 11:11, and you have a digital clock, right? And what makes your head turn to see 11:11? Did you really think that you wanted to see what time it was? Or maybe it's 1:11 for you, or maybe it's, you know, some other numbers that are synchronistic, maybe like four, all fours, you know, 4-4-4, you know, whatever it is. What's making you look to see that same number, you know, maybe every day or every other day, or, you know, really, really consistently throughout your life? Is it you? You just think, you know, the amount of time, because you only have, you know, maximum 1 minute before that thing changes, okay? So what's the odds on that for you to always look to see the clock at that given time? That's a robotic program working with you. So what it's doing is it's turning your neck, placing your neck around wherever your clock is to look at it. So they're going, ah, I got this person tagged. The program is working because they're seeing this particular number all the time. And that's the way it works. So everybody has robotic programs. So I hope I connected some dots for you. It'd be nice to get rid of those things. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I want to just go back to this business of erasing our billboards wrong. Stephanie is saying, I thought erasing your billboard of what the doc put there was always a good thing. So maybe you can just clarify why. Well, I'll just say why I didn't want mine erased, and then you can add what you added before. I don't know if you were on the show recently, Stephanie, where Ron erased everything off all of our billboards on a show. So since then, I've been putting new stuff on mine. So when Ed was asking for the erasing of the billboard again, I didn't want mine erased because I've got all this new stuff on there that I wanted. And then, Ron, you add what you said. You mentioned something about if you're
proactive. So you don't know what's – okay, you're looking at your life, okay? Now, there may be negative things in your life that are truly negative from the aliens, but you're getting mileage out of it, and you're using that to propel yourself in a positive way, okay? So how would I say that differently here? We'll just say that you're sitting at home doing nothing. You're enjoying watching TV, eating popcorn all the time, right? Maybe getting fat. And all of a sudden a bill comes in the mail, and you need to get $100 in a week. So what does that do? Number one, the $100 from that bill might put you into the fear mode, okay? Because that $100 is going to cut off your TV, right? And it also cuts into your popcorn. And so right away, you know, you need to get the $100 to pay your cable bill or whatever to watch your TV. So you're looking at fear now. So that's going to, that negative fear is going to promote you into getting a job or doing something or going out cutting lawns or whatever to get the $100 to pay your cable bill. So that bill, which is negative, right, is there to promote you to do more stuff for yourself, to become proactive. So you don't know what's on there, on your billboard, that is being used to catapult you into doing something that could be a positive outcome for you. Maybe watching the cable TV is not positive, but this is what you are choosing to do. So if you don't do the psychic billboard clearing and you just get it erased, it may not be good for you whatsoever because you have to become proactive in your life. You have to live life here. Otherwise, you're not living life. And this is the way that you can choose and change your life the way you would like it to be. You know, there may be other issues too involved, but this is a start. And if you haven't had your emotional clearing, then, you know, you may have a lot of situations to where the billboard may not even work for you. Because you're still running emotional energy, being abducted. So this is why you want to have that one also. So back to you, Carrie. I hope that helped out.
Okay. So just to, I think we've had some more beeps. I'm not sure. But just before we go to find that out, Stephanie.
I heard a beep.
Yeah, just make sure. I mean, basically you need to figure out what's on your billboard, and then you can get rid of what you don't want and keep what you do want. Because I know I've kept some, Ron told me a couple of things that were on my billboard and said, don't get rid of that. Leave that on there. So erasing everything, it sounds great because then you can start all over. But if you know you've got some good things on there or you've been putting things on there that you want, then you don't want the whole thing erased. I guess that's the bottom line. Okay, so do we have a beep? Is somebody out there? Hello? Anybody on the line?
Oh, I hear
breathing.
I heard a little bit of static there, but okay.
Yeah.
So we got our Q&A tonight. Basically, 10 minutes or so away. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I'm just scanning down through the comments to try and find a question. Was that you, Ron?
It's not me. It's not like somebody's pushing like phone buttons or something.
Yeah, so is somebody else on the
Can
line?
You hear me?
Hi, yes, we hear you. Who's this?
Oh, my name is Dina, and I wanted to tell you about this. A friend of mine sent me an email, and it's called the Galactic Healing Technique.
Oh, we don't deal with anything galactic here.
You don't?
On this show,
it's
no way.
The same thing of what you're doing.
No way.
This is different. This is completely different, Dina.
Oh, all right.
Nothing to do with Galactic Federation stuff on this program. That's all the alien stuff. It may sound the same, but it's not source energy. So.
I think it very much is.
Well, anyway, we're not dealing with anything like that. The darkness always copies the light. So whatever I do on these shows, which I've been doing for a long time now, and even when I go to expos, I start finding people attempting to copy what I'm doing here. And then they try to make it into something that it isn't, because it can't ever be what I'm doing.
So, Dina,
what I'd say
is
listen to some more of the
listening?
Archives here, and you may get a much better insight of what we're doing. But nothing here is alien-based whatsoever. The aliens are controlling you. We don't deal with control issues here. But they do copy. They can make everything look identical to what we're doing. Remember, the light copies, or the darkness copies the light. That's what I call the light of the darkness. So, thank you for calling. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Let's have a look. I just lost the question that I was going to read out, so I'm scrolling down again a little bit further. Jane is requesting space holders in us for the next 10 or 15 minutes, if possible.
Oh, yeah, that's easy to do. May not be easy, but we can do that. Okay, here we go. So, what are space holders? A newcomer might listen and say, yeah, what is that? Well, a space holder is an energy that is pure light, but it does not do anything for you except hold space. You can't use it like your spirit to control your life, to ask it for help. It's just there. And it helps to take up space and push out the darkness if the darkness is released from you. Okay, so I got to rephrase that. So let's do an entity clearing, and then we'll put the space holder in you. And then after that, you want to command your spirit back to your body. So here we go. Get rid of entities. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, we do a few more entities. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now we're going to put space holders in. Do it real quick here. Here we go. You're going to feel the energy come in. I'll count to 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There, now you have space holders. So your body may feel a little different, which is only because you have now something in you that's created from light versus created from darkness, okay, or holds darkness. Not that entities would be from the darkness because the earth spirit created them, but they do carry darkness because that's where they live. They got contaminated, just like, you know, your spirit can. That's why you have a past life review, but they don't never get that. They just do body hopping. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So, I had a question myself the other day when, I can't remember who was asking about this, but we were talking about entities and ghosts, and you were clearing entities from some location or something. And I was wondering if we, let's say I die tomorrow, my body dies tomorrow, and my emotional body is still floating around, and I've done the whole life emotional clearing, and I'm all up to date with my emotional clearing. Am I still going to be seen by people as a ghost if I've cleared everything out, and will my emotional body still be floating around?
Okay, good question. I would think that the way it feels to me as you question me with this one here, your emotional body would know where to go to because it has clearings done on it. So it's already basically cleaned out quite a bit. I would say it feels like the body itself is only holding maybe at the most 10% negative energies in it, which is probably true with everybody who's done the emotional clearing and kept up with the unlimited. So you're not going to be carrying that much, and it's going to know that it needs to go back to the earth spirit. So it's not going to be hopping around as a ghost, and it knows that it doesn't want to be here. So it's not going to feel like it needs a body. Remember, the ghost energies, the emotional bodies, only look for a host because their other body's dead. They want to come in and live somewhere, you know? I guess it's like that boll weevil song a long time ago, looking for a home, you know? And that's what it is. They're looking for a home. And many people have a full house. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. So those of us who've had that clearing done, I guess it just that there's a consciousness to an emotional body if it's full of emotions, and perhaps there just isn't if it isn't.
Maybe. So Mark has lighter, more non-charge. Yeah, that would be correct. So you're just going to feel lighter, but those space holders don't have a consciousness to help you with anything. They cannot help you do healings. They're just pure light that came into you to hold the space, and that's all that it's doing is to hold the space of light. Now, naturally, since they're holding light, some of that could rub off on you, you see. And it could also maybe connect with other parts of you energetically to show what light really is so you can remember more, okay? And your cells could remember more. And since they all have their consciousness, they could possibly change and look for more light. But as far as having them do something for you to be proactive, we'll say, they cannot do that. All they're doing is holding light and taking up the space where the entities were before. So what you want to do now, in fact, we'll do this, we'll bring back more of your spirit. We'll call back the spirit energy of you, the different fragments that left. And here we go. I'll count to five to do so. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And we'll bring those into your body now. You might feel the space holders leave. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. There. So you should feel a little better. We'll take you out of your body, put you back in again so you're in properly. Some people do crash landings and get turned around inside of your body, maybe upside down. So here we go. Coming out and in. Now you're in your body properly. There we go. Back to you, Carrie. Looks like our show's about maybe a minute more to go here.
Yeah, so the Q&A is coming up next, conference call where you can all come on and ask Ron your questions directly, and the number for that is 646-519-5800, and then the PIN number is 9009, and then the pound sign. If somebody could type that in, that would be great. I'm not able to type today again. let's see. There's no Sunday call this weekend, right, Ron?
Nope, there's not. It'll start off on, let's see here, it'll start off on the 10th, which will be the Saturday coming up here. A week from tomorrow will be the Saturday call, then the 11th 18th and 25th will be the 8-hour calls.
Okay. So let's see, do we have any other quick questions? Trent is saying, I guess his legs were backwards. So hopefully they're feeling better now. Thanks, Marie R., for typing in the conference call line. I don't see anything else real quick. Can you clear some alien races operating in us listening to the show right now? That might be a bit, I don't know. Do you want to do that, Ron?
Let's see here. We could do a clearing if any of the aliens wish to come into the light. We'll do that right now. So I'll count to 10 to, in fact, you might want to energize the light beam on your monitor screen here. And here we go. I'll count to 5, and they can come into the light if they wish. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. So our show is coming to an end right now. So blessings, everybody. And I'll see you on the conference call. We'll leave the fast chat up, too. See you there in probably about 3 or 4 minutes. So blessings. Thank you, everybody. And see you in a few, everybody. Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you, Ron. See you all soon. Bye-bye.